Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord, and I appreciate your presence as we get rolling in 2017. So you may have noticed, for those of you who are a longtime follower of this podcast, that I was on a hiatus. I haven't had an episode since November. And that was because I needed to pull back, retreat, and look at what was best as we move into 2017. And that has been really beneficial because I wanted to be clear about the best way to connect with you going forward. Now, this program focuses on astrology, and we talk about different consciousness topics and spirituality and all kinds of good stuff. And I've realized that what's happening in my personal astrology chart is coming up to the forefront here, and so change is necessary. I'm sure you're feeling that in your life too. The past, let's say, at least 3 years, potentially 5 years, have been really big at evolving us, at pushing us, at giving us opportunities to grow, to expand our understanding of ourselves, to develop spiritually, emotionally, personally. And we've been going through quite a bit of all kinds of things. There's been chaos, there's been turmoil, there's been peace, there's been understanding, there's been resolution, there's been all these big energies. And a lot of that closed out in 2016. There was a sense that we had moved through significant energies that were complete. 2016 was a 9 universal year in numerology, and 9 is about completion, endings, forgiveness, tying things up and letting them go and letting them end. And now, 2017 is a 1 universal year in numerology, and astrologically, there is a lot of new, fresh energy coming through the cosmos. It's like pumping through like you wouldn't believe. And it's meant to continue to push us forward. So I say all that because there's been this back and forth energy of what to do next. Should I go this way? Should I go that way? Should I do this? Should I do this? I love this, but I don't know if I want to leave this behind. I'm really inspired and I'm drawn to this, but there's something over here I'm not quite ready to let go of. If you've been feeling that, you're normal. It's part of the energies right now as we really get clear about our priorities, about what matters to us right now, today, as we move further into 2017. So today is February 1st, and we had a lot of energy in January that was like throwing things up, right? You know, chaos, instability, sorting things out, and that's still happening. But January really had this false start energy. We began the new year with Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, so we were figuring out our goals and our plans. And then we had a powerful new moon just recently in Aquarius that I feel really started 2017. It was the first new moon of the year. And then we had planets that were finishing up in Pisces. Pisces is about completion. Moon was in Pisces. Mars is in Pisces. Venus is still in Pisces. Then they all are moving into Aries. So what I'm getting at is that I personally felt like I couldn't start things until today, February 1st. That's why I've held off doing this podcast for a while, because the energy just wasn't there until this new month began. So here we are, February 1st, a new start, a new beginning, and a time of really moving forward. Mars is in Aries. The moon is in Aries. Venus is going to go in Aries this weekend. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's pushing us forward into new beginnings. Aries syncs up with the one universal year. So February is really when things are going to start moving and hopping and going. I hope that brings you some relief and some peace. Because the things that maybe you thought would get going in January, they didn't happen. Again, that false start sense of, I thought I would do all this, or I thought this would get rolling, and then I felt stuck. The energies were also really rocky the past few days, specifically the last 2 days in January. And it was hard even to get that sense of excitement or inspiration or focus. But January is over. And hopefully it was a month where you figured some things out and you had some clarity and you now have a better sense of your priorities and what you really want to commit to in 2017. What you want to commit to. So, as I mentioned, I had retreated from this podcast, but I also had pulled back from some other things I've had going on to get clear about my commitments, too. And I want to share that with you because I have some changes here that I just want to give you a heads up about. I have been studying spirituality topics for 25 years. And it could even be longer than that. I can't quite remember, but it was in my mid-teens when I started going into the bookstore and looking at that weird New Age section. And I was so curious about Sylvia Brown's books and Tarot and witches and all these things that, you know, were never really popular, if you will, that were always there. And so I remember standing in bookstores and kind of being embarrassed that I was in the New Age section. So I would take a book and then go sit somewhere else or go stand in another section of the bookstore or library so that I wouldn't be seen as someone looking at these New Age topics when I was 15. So that's really when I started digging in to this stuff. And the past 25 years have been huge. I mean, I've been doing this work for so long, decades, literally. And I know some of you listening can relate, and you've probably been doing it longer than 25 years. But I felt myself towards the end of 2016 feeling less energized by a lot of the spiritual topics online and in social media. It's a different vibration now. It's a different messages. I don't know how to describe it other than you can just feel it when you listen, probably to my voice. It's not what it once was. And so I had to pull back and look at myself and what was calling me. Because we reach these points in our life where we really honestly have to say, well, what do I want next? Or what does inspire me? What does energize me? The end of 2016 was big for that. And so I've been doing that work. And I have a big Saturn transit coming up this year. In my chart, my ascendant is at the galactic center, which is at the late degrees of Sagittarius. And the galactic center is where we connect to the cosmos, where we receive information. I believe that is my channeling. That's my messages. That's my spiritual, mystical part. And Saturn is coming up to that part in my chart, in all of our charts. It's between 27 and 29 degrees of Sagittarius in your chart. And since this is my ascendant, it's time to look at what I want to commit to for the next 30 years. Saturn is slow moving, and every time Saturn comes up to our charts, he asks us to look at our commitment, our discipline, where we want our energy to go. So I've been making changes and making choices, and this is what I'm going to be doing. I will be continuing to offer spiritual information through the mentoring programs that I have. Those are one-on-one mentoring programs and small groups. The small group programs open at certain times a year, and the ongoing or the spiritual training and mentoring are one-on-one sessions at any time. This information is on my website. This podcast is going to be astrology, and I'm going to be doing it weekly to give you updates on the astrological energies of what's going on. I love astrology. I am a blabbermouth with astrology. I think it helps you. I think it helps you feel and understand that you are tuned in, that you are normal, that what you're feeling is literally happening in the universe. I love the education. I love the teaching. I just love astrology. And this podcast is such a great way to connect with you with that information and with that love. Because as you can see, my energy rises up whenever I talk about astrology. And then the third thing that I am now offering in 2017 is free and paid business training for healers, inspired creatives, indie authors, solopreneurs, mompreneurs. I love helping people with their business. I love it, and it's something I've been doing in the background for years now. I've been helping friends. I've been helping other entrepreneurs. I've been guiding them. I'm below the radar, not something I publicly share, but now I am, because I get so excited when people have breakthroughs about their business, when they finally understand what to do, when they get new ideas, and I believe that that is what I am meant to do going forward, that I can best serve many people by educating and training on a business level and helping you with the sales, marketing, email, social media, website, relationship stuff, all of it. I can help you with all of it. Again, that's where my energy rises. So it is my responsibility to follow that. I have a new website. It's called mollymccord.online. Online. Not a .com, .online. And you'll find free videos. I've started offering videos, free training, downloads, all kinds of good stuff. As well as I'll be working with you through monthly programs, one-on-one sessions. I love it. And just yesterday, I have a friend who's also an entrepreneur who's launching her programs and stuff. And we just talk about stuff for, you know, at least an hour every time we get on the phone, because there's so many things that we can do right now to reach other people. So this is really exciting. And I'm so excited that I can really commit to this part of myself and my business and your business. So that means that going forward, the show will be more about astrology and less about spiritual topics. And I will also be connecting with you through video on my new website. So take me some time to reassess and to get clear about what was right for my energy. You know, many of us, we've been doing this work for so long, and we can only go so far, and we have to then keep going into a new territory. We have to keep expanding. We have to keep moving into a new part of ourself that honors who we are. And as we have these big energy changes globally, you start to feel uncomfortable, because you have outgrown where you currently are It's like your jeans are too tight. You know, the shoe is too small. Cinderella's slipper is too small. And you need to move forward. And that's just a normal part of anything, right? We always graduate. Graduate from elementary school. We graduate from high school. We graduate from college. Well, there's a graduation going on, and many of us need to move forward. And you cannot hold yourself back. One of my concerns was, well, there's some people who come to me for spiritual information. And to that I say, I have books. I have tons of stuff on my website, and I'm available for the one-on-one spiritual mentoring. Plus, this podcast I've been doing since 2012, so many topics, so much information here, all free, all for you. Enjoy. So it's not that that's going away. I'm just having to pivot and switch my focus to continue to honor my path, but also to ultimately serve and support more people. And I'm so excited about what this year is going to bring and what we can each do to continue to expand ourselves. So the astrology is key right now as we make these choices and we make these decisions. That's because every planet, all 12 planets, are going direct. And this is rare, my friends. If you're on my newsletter, you follow the blog, I've written about this, and it's still happening right now. There's this cosmic push. It's like the universe is coming up and just giving you that love nudge to keep going, to go for it, to do it, to trust, to say yes. And all of this is supporting really quick manifestation, really fast manifestations right now. Have you noticed that? That if you need something or you want something, an answer comes up, someone appears, there's a solution, things are just moving. And that's literally because the planets, all 12 of them, are moving forward. It's helping you clear out last year. It's helping you clear out whatever has kept you stuck or held you back. It's like a new part of yourself comes forward and says, heck yeah, I want this. I believe in myself. I know I can do it. This feels right. I'm ready. Sign me up. How do I do it? You know, it's like these doors just open. And 2017 has a fast energy. You're going to be busy this year. You're going to be busy. Things are going to move. Things are going to pick up. It's like you're going to just, I say this every year, I know, broken record. You're going to be like, I can't believe it's already the middle of the summer. I can't believe it's already the fall. But it is a very fast-moving year. And it's part of that one vibration of numerology where we begin. It is a year of beginnings, a new beginning in your life of you in some way. And we're going to feel this quickening of energies throughout 2017. And February is moving us forward with two eclipses. Are you ready? Who's ready? We're going to do this. We're going to get rolling here with two eclipses. I'm going to talk about them more as we go through the weeks of February. The first eclipse is February 9th, and it is a full moon lunar eclipse. Well, every lunar eclipse is a full moon, so it's redundant to say full moon lunar eclipse, but I like to explain it. And it is at 23 degrees of Leo. And this is important because we are now shifting away from eclipses in Virgo. We're moving into Leo. Eclipses happen based on the North Node and the South Node, which are related to the moon, and it gets very mathy and sciencey here. But to keep it simple, the north node always moves backwards. If you look at your chart, it's reverse. And that's because the north node is always going opposite of all of the other planets. Well, now I'm going to confuse you, because the other planets are always supposed to be going direct. The north node is always going retrograde. That's the important point to take away. And so it moves backwards through the zodiac. So we just completed 18 months in Virgo. Now we begin 18 months of the north node in Leo. This first eclipse at 23 degrees of Leo will be a similar energy signature to 19 years ago. Eclipses always happen in 19-year cycles. So you can think back to what was happening for you 19 years ago. So 23 degrees of Leo in your chart is where you're going to be working with eclipse energy. And it's a really dynamic eclipse. It is fiery and punched up and motivated and ready to go. And it's time. It's like, okay, it's like you're being pushed out there into the deep end in some way. But again, it's a love push from the universe. This eclipse is going to be trining Saturn in Sagittarius and trining Uranus in Aries. That means there is a grand trine in fire that is all about movement, energy, dynamic, creativity. The fire signs are about spirituality. They're about inspiration and motivation and moving and creating and doing. It is a very powerful energy. It actually works beautifully with the Chinese New Year that we just started in the Fire Rooster. Now, the Fire Rooster energy began on January 28th. It is also those energies of movement, new beginnings, dynamic stuff beginning, the creativity, the growth, all of that. So we're getting some clear messages here that it's really time to start something new that inspires you, that you're motivated to do, that you love. I'm going to talk about this more next week because I'm going to run out of time here. But I'm giving you a heads up that February 9th, the first eclipse, and it actually began with our new moon in Aquarius. The new moon in Aquarius started the cycle of what we are building up to with this full moon. It started that cycle because the new moon in Aquarius is when we planted those seeds, and the full moon is when, boom, it all comes up and out. It is illuminated, revealed. We can see it in the light. So, powerful week next week. Now, before the eclipse, on February 6th, we have Jupiter in Libra going retrograde at 23 degrees of Libra. Jupiter is lovely in Libra. It expands our sense of beauty, what we value. It's great for relationships and partnerships, feeling supported, feeling like you don't have to figure it all out on your own, that you can reach out to other people of like mind for support, for solutions, for answers, you know, just to even, hey, do you have a few minutes so I can run something by you? And then all of a sudden they have a solution and a way forward and try this and try this. And it's just this graceful ease of things happening because of our connections from other people. So Jupiter in Libra really highlights relationships right now and partnerships and how we work with each other and the benefits that come from that. He's going to be turning retrograde February 6th. Jupiter is the first planet that will be going retrograde, and all the other planets will still be going direct. But when he goes retrograde, Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system. And he is all about growth, wisdom, what we're learning. And the retrograde in Libra is going to give us an opportunity to look at how we're interacting with people, to review what we've been learning, and to take it inwards, to take it inside. I see it as we bring this energy inside ourselves to integrate what relationships and partnerships are important for us, to review how they're going, to assess their values. Because it's a retrograde, we use all of the RE words, reassess, reprioritize, review, and also relax. Relax is the one that's important to remember. So we have Jupiter going retrograde, February 6th. Look in your chart to see where Jupiter in Libra is currently transiting. That is the house where he's bringing forward partnerships for you and relationships and good news and abundance and easy manifestation. That stuff isn't necessarily going to stop when Jupiter goes retrograde, but it could slow down to give you time to really tune in and make sure you're in alignment with where you want to grow next. Where you want to grow next. Because again, Jupiter is all about the growth and what we need in order to keep growing. Let me check when I think he goes direct in June. Yes. Okay, so then Jupiter stays retrograde until June 10th. Also coming up this weekend, February 4th, lovely sweet Venus moves into Aries. She's finishing up her time in Pisces. She's almost at the end of Pisces, and she's really lovely in Pisces. She's laid back. She's chill. She wants to relax and meditate and enjoy the beautiful things in life. She wants to take vacations. She doesn't really want to assert herself too much. Venus in Pisces is all about our forgiveness, compassion, intuitive sense, what we intuitively feel around people. She's very soft and just lovely and sweet. You know, she's the very sweet, kind girl. Then when Venus moves into Aries, she ramps up and she puts on her warrior outfit and she becomes Wonder Woman. And she's goes into a take charge leadership role. And she is here to get it rolling. She's really ready to get things started. Now, this is important because Venus is going to be in Aries for a very long time. And that's because she goes retrograde in Aries. And then she goes retrograde into Pisces until 26 degrees. And then she goes forward in Aries again until June. So we begin a long experience of Venus in Aries looking at what we value and what relationships we value, as well as how we're valuing ourselves and our own initiative, our courage, our leadership, our pioneering spirit. Venus in Aries brings all this up, but she's very direct, she's abrupt, and she wants to get things done. You know, she's here to really get it rolling so that we start with courage for whatever we're ready for next. So this begins on February 4th, okay? And we will be talking more about the energies next week and the next show. I'm so delighted to be back and to be connecting with you again. We're going to have a really rockin' February. I'm so excited to talk about it more with you. So next week we will look at that Leo lunar eclipse again, and we'll look at what the next week in February is going to bring us. So I will see you then, my friend. Have a beautiful beginning to February, and the year is really just getting started. So blessings to you. Here we go. See you soon. Bye-bye.